Nonprofits and foundations across the country are nervous about the effects that a recession will have on charitable giving. There is one indication that the economic downturn has taken a toll. Large multi-million dollar gifts from the rich were down in 2001. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
At the end of every year, the Chronicle of Philanthropy tallies up the top 10 largest charitable gifts. Although the top giving in 2001 totaled a hefty $4.6 billion, that was down 60% from the year 2000. Stacey Palmer, the editor of the list, says it does send a signal.
I think it means that the very big gifts that we were starting to get accustomed to, these amazing $100 million donations that people were giving, those have slowed down, and they've slowed down in a really big way.
Palmer chalks it up to the lousy economy, especially the drop in high-tech stocks.
If you look at the previous donors in past years, a lot of them made a lot of money in the stock market or through IPOs or various things, and obviously that money isn't there anymore, so there just isn't as much available for people to give.
And it would be difficult to match the extraordinary levels of giving that were seen during the high-tech boom. The nation's largest philanthropist for the last several years, Bill Gates, gave $5 billion to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in the year 2000. In 2001, he pared the gift down to $2 billion. A spokesperson for the foundation said it had nothing to do with the economy. Larger gifts were given in years past to build up the endowment, and they aren't needed as much now. Besides, even Bill Gates can't give $5 billion every year. One bright spot on the list of top charitable gifts was the continuing support for universities. More than half of the donations were for higher education, and it included some biggies.
Looking at it strictly from the standpoint of educational institutions, major gifts are still being made and made in record amounts.
John Lippincott with the Council for Advancement and Support of Education gives some examples from last year. Gordon Moore, the co-founder of Intel and his foundation, gave the largest combined gift to any university, $600 million to Caltech. Bill Coleman, the founder of BEA Systems, gave $250 million to the University of Colorado, the biggest gift ever to a public university. Lippincott says despite the economic outlook, universities are cautiously optimistic.
And the caution comes from the concern about the impact of the recession on giving. The optimism comes from the fact that historically, even in times of recession, even in times of crisis, even in times of war, there has been an increase in charitable giving over the last four decades.
There are not any definitive numbers for overall charitable giving in 2001. It's still too early to count up the end-of-the-year checks. But we do know that $1.5 billion was raised for disaster relief in the wake of September 11th. And Stacey Palmer from the Chronicle of Philanthropy says it seems that non-disaster-related charities will probably come out fine, too.
On balance, it doesn't look like it's going to be nearly as bad as people were predicting in September and October, when people thought the combination of September 11th and the recession were really going to be very, very hard on charities. I think a lot of Americans responded to stories like that and said, oh, I better give. But now they're worried about 2002 and whether they're going to be able to keep their fundraising up. So the cloud has not entirely lifted.
In the business of fundraising, no one ever declares victory. There's always more money to be raised and more needs on the horizon. Robert Smith, NPR News, Seattle.